Been a little bit busy, guys. I haven't been able to film that ad yet, but don't forget, we've got a bunch of products at First Man. Here's a few of them. Supplements, body wash, testosterone-friendly body wash, supplements, testosterone booster, lifestyle supplement, natural diuretic, take water out of your face, make you look leaner and sexier. Male Advantage book, that's paperback, also got it in digital copies as well, audiobook and ebook. Check them all out, guys. And do not forget, we've got the streaming platform as well. The link will be below. It's 1m.video. That is where you will find real premium content, documentaries, everything. That's our men's streaming platform, only $1.99 a month. So don't forget to check that out, guys, and enjoy the video.
Okay, guys, welcome back to another video. In this video, I want to talk about how modern men are frauds. Okay, and this isn't necessarily a negative video. I'm not going to be running people down. I believe I'm in the same boat. This is actually where I came up with this. Phone's just going off, bear with me. So I actually came up with this when I was driving along in the car. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I had to do like 4 or 5 hours of driving. And not at one moment did I use any skills. Okay, so I do actually drive a manual car. When I bought it, I didn't even think. I'm so used to driving manuals when I was younger. I didn't have a car for 5 years because I was in London. And when I bought it, I was just like, yeah, sure, with a stick, doesn't matter. I didn't realize everyone uses automatic now, right? It makes sense. So I'm holding it on the clutch. I'm like using a slight bit of skill. And I'm thinking, no one else is doing this. Everyone else is just pressing brake and accelerate, brake and accelerate. And then I thought, do you know what? In order to drive these 5 hours and get to these places, I'm using the sat nav on the car. And all I have to do is this. Oh, it's left here. Like, do you know what I mean? There's just no skill in it whatsoever. And it made me stop and think back to like my dad when I'd sit in the back seat and or next to him so I'd see it clearer. And we'd be going to a football match. I'd be playing against a football team in the middle of nowhere, some town, some city, like 2 hours away. And he'd have some prior knowledge. He'd be like, oh, I roughly know where it is. I've done some work here. Then he'd say, oh, you've got to take the A48. You've got to take the M4. Then you've got to take this road. Then you've got to take this road. Then you've got to take that one. And then there should be a lane off left by the Tesco. Like, he'd have all this knowledge in here. And if he didn't know where he's going, he'd get the map out. And he'd read the map and he'd be like, okay, so you shoot up here, you turn left here, there it is, it should be there. Okay, and they said it was a slope. Yeah, well, that's that. Like, they actually had real skills. Do you know what I mean? And I was driving along and I was talking to somebody while I was doing it and they couldn't really see the point. They were like, I don't get what you're on about because now you get more convenience. It's less stressful. There's less arguments. I was like, no, yeah, look, I know. I prefer this lifestyle. This is great. They were right. That person was right. But I was like, it's a shame. Because at the end of the day, if my sat-nav breaks, do I have the capabilities to make it to the same destination? You know, I'm sure I do because I'm not a moron. But you just don't know. And that's the point of this video. So, and I'll get back to that in a second, the point of this video. But it's like I thought to myself, when was the last time I actually read a road sign? When was the last time I actually read a road sign instead of just going sat nav? There's my blue line. It's going left. I guess it's left. Rather than going, okay, left on there. You know, and developing real skills. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like instead of going out and hunting for an animal now and then skinning it, washing it, cooking it, whatever, and preparing it, now you're on your phone and you just go, you could be led down masturbating and you just go, Uber Eats, pizza times two, done. And they'll knock at your door. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, it's more convenient. Yeah, it makes life easier. Yeah, people are probably happier. But what is it doing to us as men? That is my danger. Because here's the example that I used in the car at the time, and you guys will love this. The reason I said modern men are frauds is because, let's do an example. A woman could be like, this man is the pinnacle. He's unbelievable. He's got his life sorted out. He ticks every box. I love this man. He's great. Tells all her friends. He's such an alpha male. He sorts everything. He handles every problem. He's got a nice car. He drives me here and there. I'm a passenger princess. All this shit, right? Whereas in reality, he's shown up at her house in a car that he's got on finance from a 9-to-5 job where he sits at a desk and uses the software that somebody else created and just clicks around. So he's not created the software. Somebody else is giving him pocket money every single month. He used some of that pocket money to get a car on finance, doesn't know how to build a car, repair a car. All he knows how to do is put fuel in that car and then book it in for a service every now and then, which somebody else will do. And the fuel that's in the pumps, which was actually my dad's old business, he knew how to do all that shit. I don't know how to do all that shit. You know, if I couldn't drive to the garage and put fuel in my car, gas in your car for your Americans, I wouldn't know how to do it. Do you know what I mean? So then he turns up, picks her up, drives her to the place. He's using his sat nav. He's driving an automatic. So the car's changing gears for him. It's holding the clutch on the hill for him. It's telling him where to go. It might even go turn left here. Like, there's just zero skills there. They then go for a meal. The waiter comes over and says, "What would you want?" The chef cooks it. All you have to do is eat the meal. And then you drive home under the same circumstances. And it's like, this man's an alpha. He's got his life sorted. He's ticked all the buttons. And it's like, in reality, he's nothing. The whole world is being done for us. All he is a bit of money. And he's purchased a few things. Do you see what I mean? There's not a lot of effort going on there. There's not a lot of... There's nothing being done by the man himself. So the point I'm making is, and this is a dangerous one for guys out there, is I believe, I've said to you before, I believe the average man is 1 month away from destruction. That was in terms of money and paychecks and whatnot. In terms of this scenario here and what I'm explaining now, I think the average man, or nearly every man, because even the high-level guys are here, they're one stressful event away or one technical failure away from exposing themselves. You know, that guy who's driving along in his nice car and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm so relaxed. You know, we'll get to the destination. It'll be fine." His sat nav goes off. Maybe they don't have their phones with them or whatnot. Or they're not getting signal. Let's see how that guy reacts. Because I bet he panics. I bet he starts going, "What the fuck is going on?" Starts shouting and screaming and panicking. "And what are we going to do?" And it's like, "Whoa, what happened?" So you were this composed guy when you're driving along in your car, but suddenly you don't have the skills. What if your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere? Do you know how to stay warm for the whole night? Do you know, like, what to do in that scenario? Where do you walk? Where do you walk to? What do you do with the car? Who do you call? Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that are in these scenarios where it's like, you know, a guy can show up with expensive clothes on. He's in a nice fitted suit. But it's just like, what do you actually offer? So the point I'm trying to make to you guys is, even though life is easy and even though it is comfortable and you can do, you know, a lot of things can be done for you, stay on top of your base skills just in case. For two reasons. I think number one, it keeps you sharp. And number two, I think you've got that mental clarity. You know, I really got it this year from sparring. After sparring, I was just like, okay, you know, like 90% of physical scenarios, yeah, I'm going to be pretty good in. You know, 95%, whatever. I was like, I'm going to be pretty good in. I know how to handle myself in that scenario. That has put me at ease in a lot of different situations. Me and Hamza actually said we're going to do a potential video for the stream platform soon. I don't want to ruin it, but I'll just say as a base note, it could be survival based, which will be fucking fun. And we both said to each other, "Can you start a fire?" Like, I can fish, but I can fish when I go to the fishing shop and they give me hooks and they give me line and they give me a rod and I can put it all together. I can tie it up and I can catch a fish, reel it in, net it, whatever. But it's like, can you make your own net? Can you make your own hooks? Now, we don't need these skills, so it is a little bit of a waste of time. Do you get what I'm saying? But at the same time, you're not learning anything if you're not doing this. Because if everything's being done for you, I've not watched it, but I've seen somebody else mention this example to me once, and it's always stuck with me, and I've seen the clips from the film WALL-E. I think everybody's fat and lazy, and everything gets done for them. And I think that's what's coming. But it's different, because people have still got self-pride. So it's like, And here's the caveat. Not the caveat. Here's the thing that you should take away. Here's the key point here. It's not like Wall-E. Everything's still done for us, like in that film, like in all these tech films, whatever. Everything's done for us. But the outer appearance isn't some fat, lazy guy, because people still have personal pride. People are still like, it'll be a guy who goes to the gym, who's in shape, who's mentally fat. Does that make sense? He's mentally fat. He's mentally lazy. He's mentally weak, which is the most important thing, because everything's done for him. So on the outside, appearance-wise, it's no different than if you get a beautiful woman who can't do anything, has zero skills and a shit personality. You're just like, you're nice to look at, but do you know what I mean? It's the same. There's no substance. And it's the same for a man. It's like, I think that's what meant, to be honest, that could be the title of this video. Men have become women. Men have become women, because I think there's a lot of guys out there that look nice. You know, they dress well, they look nice, they're aesthetically pleasing, they pull up in a nice car, which is like a woman in a nice dress or tight, or like a tight dress and heels. It's no different with the man. Pulls up in a nice car with a suit on, and he looks good on the surface. The package is like, oh wow, the packaging. You get the product out and you're like, it's kind of fucking shit. It doesn't really do anything. It lets me down all the time. As soon as the shit hits the fan, this thing breaks. You know, that's like a product. You're like, oh, as soon as it has to do anything tough, or you use it for too long. Like, I've got a Mac there. I can't remember what it's called now. One of the little square things. But let's say if I used that for like an hour or two and it was great, but then if I used it for six, it burnt out and broke, I'd be like, this product shit. It looks great. Do you know what I mean? But it's shit. That's like a lot of modern men. You know, on the surface, it's like, I took you for a meal, I'm fantastic. I pay my own bills and I have a nice house. Fantastic. What would you do if somebody broke in? Could you protect the house? Do you have those skills? Or because life's so easy, you haven't needed to? You know, I know this is stupid, but do you know how to use a knife? I'm not talking about in the kitchen, although that does help. But do you know how to like use it to protect the home? You know, that was a real skill back in the day. Knife skill, knife handling, that was a real thing. Do you know how to choke a guy out? And do you know how to repair a car? I don't. I can change a tire, but that's about it. I don't know how to repair a car. Like, I've done little bits on my car when people have shown me, but I'd rather go and check it into a garage or whatever and let them do it. And I feel a little bit weak there. Do you know what I mean? I feel a little bit weak. There's areas I'm good at. I've obviously like handled my dad's funeral, but it's very much just pay bills for the funeral, make sure everyone's okay. It's just standard stuff. I guess I did a speech, which is a skill, like public speaking. But you get what I mean, guys. There's not a lot of substance in a lot of men these days. And it's like, when was the last time we actually challenged ourselves from the ground up? Now, I'm not saying you got to live like that. That's a tough life, okay? Like, modern life is brilliant. Live the modern life. But I think every now and then we need to do something. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I was working in construction and we'd dig a hole, we'd concrete it, then we'd lay the blocks, and then the conservatory would end up there like 2-3 months later. Well, probably quicker than that. But, you know, I'd see it in action from start to finish, and I'd be like, ah, that's how a conservatory's made. You know, if you saw a car being made from start to finish, you'd be like, oh, I get it now. It's from start to finish. Like, you turn on your taps and water comes out. You go to the supermarket and there's chicken in a tray, ready made for you. And you go, I'm a great cook. But you didn't hunt that animal. You didn't kill that animal. You didn't skin that animal or pluck. You didn't then preserve that animal. Do you know what I mean? You're doing one step out of about 50. The supermarket's doing it all for you. And like I said, it's more convenient. I prefer this life. But as humans, we're losing a serious lack of skills. Because I compare myself to my dad. Yeah, I have the ability to make money sat at my desk. I'd much prefer that fucking life. Yes, I have more opportunities and whatever. But if we were out in the wild, I wouldn't know what to do. The amount of things he used to teach me when we were walking the dog, he was like, there's deer over there, but we're currently upwind. We got to go down the other side so that it can't smell us. And then we can get closer to it. Like little things like that. Like, I wouldn't have known that. Do you know what I mean? If I'm not saying the world's going to end and you got to get a bow and arrow and hunt. I'm not saying that. But you, like, there's something as a man where it's hard to explain. It's like an unwritten law as a man. Even though you don't need to do it, you'd like to know that you could. That makes sense, right? I think a lot of you guys will understand that as men. It's like, I don't want to fight, but I'd like to know that I could if something happens, right? I think that's a very good example. I think you guys would say the same. You guys know that fear exists, but you don't want to be fearful of situations. Like, that's another, do you know what I mean? And knowing that you can handle certain shit makes you feel good. Like, we don't like asking for directions as men. Satnav sold that. And this is what I said to the person actually sat next to me. I was like, I remember me and my dad, we'd pull up next to a guy in a village. He'd wind down the window, or I would, and I'd have to ask, like, oh, excuse me, mate, do you know where so-and-so is? Yeah, it's down there if you go on the right. Thank you, buddy, I appreciate it. That's so simple, but I'm talking to a stranger. I'm having to wind down the window and introduce myself to a stranger and say, we're trying to find this football pitch or this location. Do you know where it is? Yeah, back that way. You've got to take a right. It's all mentally stimulating. And it's all, you know, I'm using skill. I'm using confidence there, public speaking. And then I'm trying to get his instructions, put them in my head and relay them to get to the destination. The perfect example for this is a calculator. My dad was the same, but all the guys that I worked on site with, building sites and whatever, they'd be like, okay, so 77 centimeters times 482 centimeters. And they'd go, 5,800. Like, they just know. They'd be like, that's 5 meters 42. They just do it in their head immediately. And they're builders. They're not the smartest guys, but because they were doing that all the time, they'd know. Like, that was a tough example, but, you know, it was stuff like that. Whereas now we just go, oh, let me get my calculator. You could do it in your head, but you don't. You bring out your phone and you go, but I want to be sure. We're losing kind of brain power from these things. We're not thinking for ourselves. This is why I think confidence is at an all-time low. Because people go, you know, I could do that. I could take that risk. I could do something new. But, you know, I've been very used to everything being done for me in life. And that's my danger with myself. And modern men. That's why I think we're frauds. Because on the surface, we could fake anything. You could fake anything right now. I was looking the other day for research for a potential video. I can go and get a Defender, like a 2023 one, or a Lamborghini, for less than, if I put down a small deposit, for less than £2,000 a month. And the Defender was like £1,000 a month. Right, and I can go and get watches. I think we found £90. It was like £90 a month with a small deposit of like £1,500 or whatever. So you could have a Lamborghini and a very expensive watch. Go and get yourself some really nice clothes and give the impression that you're a high value man and all this bollocks. But if you put me in the wild and said tonight's going to be minus 10, right, which I think checks out with you guys in America. I think you'd know that's fucking freezing. What would that be, like 20 Fahrenheit or something? If you said survive tonight, you're going to freeze to death. You're going to be really cold. Would I know what to do? I'd like to think I would, but there's something in the back of my head that's like, you're a pussy. You wouldn't survive that. You'd be in trouble. And it's just that bugs me a little. I don't know if it bugs you guys too. I know it bugs Hamza. We've spoken about this. It's just like, there's too much being done for me. When was the last time I dug a hole? When was the last time I did something tough? When was the last time I got punched in the face and stayed in there and kept going? I was in the pocket. You know, those moments. We don't have many of those anymore. And that's why I think modern men are frauds. Even the high value ones, even the ones at the top. It's very easy to be like, I'm a good cook. When you've got an electric kitchen where you just press buttons and everything works. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you've had to make a fire and then, like, and I'm not saying you should. Like, that's a shit life if you had to do that. You'd never get anything done. But we don't have real skills anymore. We have a convenient life. And I think that's going to lead to being mentally fat. Like I said, it's like people are just like chubby. It's hard to do stuff. You know, stuff doesn't work. Your body doesn't work as normal. I think that's happening to the brain. I think our brains are getting the equivalent of fat. I think they're getting fat and lazy. And it's, you know, if you don't have to pull over and ask a guy, excuse me, mate, where do I go? And you're like, no, I just won't ask. I'll just use my sat nav. What is that doing to who you are as a person? That's dangerous to me. That is dangerous because then next time there's an opportunity to maybe go and speak to a girl, you're going to be like, no, I'll use a dating app. Do you see what I mean? It's the same fucking thing. And people, I've explained this to a few people and people aren't really getting it. But I think that is massive. I think that's so important. Like at Christmas, we used to go out the fields with an axe, and we used to pick holly off the trees. And then so my dad was educating us and stuff and saying, okay, this, don't touch this, don't eat these and whatever. That was great. But then also he was like, right, here's how you use an axe. Here's how you use a sledgehammer, whatever, when I was on site and whatnot. But here's how you use an axe. And you chop here, you do it at this angle and then get out of the way because it could fall. And then we drag the tree back, you know, and we'd go shopping for a pot. We'd put the soil in. We'd see, he'd explain why and whatever and all this stuff compared to, I need a Christmas tree. On Amazon, 4 foot. Yeah, I think that's about right. Where's that on me? Like, not actually knowing what that means, just being like, oh, I'm six, whatever. So that must be like a very millennial approach to like measurements. Do you know what I mean? What's that, like there-ish? Yeah, I guess. Like, that's how people are now. And just being like, yeah, okay, just whack that in. And then when it arrives, you've paid for the guy to actually bring it upstairs and put it in the corner for you. Like, there's no struggle. And I think what that overlaps into is your daily life. I think you get lazy as a person. I think if you got in a fight, you'd give up. I think when things are tough, you'd give up. I think if you were going through shit, you'd give up. I think in your marriage, you would give up. I think if your kids were going through problems, you would tell them to quit. They would see your behavior and they would give up. That's some important fucking ones. Do you know, it could be a massive trigger as to why so many marriages are failing, because it's so easy now to just be like, dating up. Why struggle? Oh, it'd be so much easier. Like, you're not actually doing anything tough together. So everything seems like a problem. You know, you would appreciate just being warm together in bed if you had to go and collect firewood and start your own fire in the house. You know, you had to go and get log for the fire. You had to go and chop it and collect it. You would probably appreciate, oh, thank you for that. Like, we're warm now. But I think in this modern era now, there's no acts of kindness like that. You know, of course a woman's going to respect you more, your wife. If you're outside with the axe and you're chopping away and you're getting the wood to keep her warm and you're dragging back two pheasants that you've just shot, two skills that she hasn't got and she doesn't think that she could do on her own, or she doesn't really want to do them, so then she's going to appreciate the fuck out of you. So are your kids. This is probably why so many women in the modern era are very much just like, I don't need a man. Because it's like, truth be told, there's not too much that they can't do on their own now. You know, and kids are losing respect for their dads and whatever, tell them shut the fuck up and whatnot. It's like, you're just not seeing your dad at his best. Like, I don't know where this topic is going to go. I'm feeling very strong about it. This person actually said to me, why would you even tell people that? And I was like, because the thing about this channel and this industry is you think about something, you raise the issue, you make a few points, and then you read the comments and people say other things. And then other people take those ideas and go and make their own video on the same subject and then, you know, preferably link back to me. It's not always the case, but, you know, that starts new discussions and new ideas, and then the ideas get out into the world. So, like, that's what I like. And I think this is a real problem. I think it's a real problem. I think as life gets easier, we're getting clunkier up here. This is getting fatter and lazier. We're definitely smarter. We've definitely grown in stuff like emotional intelligence. Like, the brain is evolving in a different way, but we're very like the first thought. And this is why I'm scared, because I've noticed it in myself where it's like, that's going to be tough. Is there an easy, and that's not me. I am the type of person who goes, it's tough, I want to do it. And I've noticed it in myself where it's like right now, I sat down and I was like, do I want to do a video or do I do it tomorrow? Do I just kind of just sit down, watch a film tonight, just chill and do it tomorrow? Monday's a fresh start. And I was like, what the f-? You've written the book, The Calendar Effect. That's not you at all. So I sat down and I'm making the video. That's massive. You know, it's like waking up in the morning, looking at your bed and going, oh, I'll make it later or I won't make it at all. Like, I think all this shit is seeping in. I think it's dangerous. The only real place anymore is like the forces, the military, the army, whatever, like whatever you're in, like it's the only place that is teaching people real skills. And here's the dangerous part as well. Other countries have made it mandatory. You know, you go to, I think, Russia, Ukraine, whatnot, especially in the Middle East, you've got to go, you've a lot of places in the Middle East, I think Israel, you have to join the army. It's mandatory that you do a few years service. Do you know how far ahead that's going to put people over us? You know, if we're just clicking away on a mouse and keyboard, whatever, do you know how weak we are in comparison? You know, some people will say, well, if I'm making 300,000 a year and that guy's making nothing, then, you know, I'm the winner. Yeah, somewhat. but you're not skilled to handle anything but this one regimented route in life. Of you wake up in the morning, I hope everything goes exactly as planned today and nothing deviates from the scheme, and I hope nobody starts a confrontation with me, and I hope nothing's completely different. I hope everything's the cookie cutter as it is every day, like I live in Legoland. That's how most people are living. And as soon as one thing goes wrong, like the roof's leaking, oh, the door's come off its hinges. Can you do anything about that? Is there literally anything you can do about that? Oh, the heating's gone off. How are we going to stay warm? I don't know. And people just flicking switches. It's become like Idiocracy, where people just don't know what they're doing outside of luxury lifestyle. I think that's dangerous. I'd like to know what you guys think as well. I think it's a massively interesting topic. But to give you something to work with there, I think you guys should try and have one day, at least every month, because I know life's busy and it's tough, where you do something from the core. I might make this a series on the stream platform. You know, instead of just going, and I heard a guy talk about this on Joe Rogan. He was like, okay, you want a fish? Where are you getting the hooks from? He was like, where are you getting the bait from? He was like, you actually have to catch an animal to begin with to get the bait. Or like, oh, I just dig a worm out the ground. He was like, you can't do that in the Amazon. He was like, they're not there. You can't get. And he was explaining how, like, you know, most people don't even know where to start to access those skills in the first place. Oh, you've got all these skills. Amazing. You know how to fish. Amazing. Oh, that's incredible. I know how to kill somebody with a spear, an animal with a spear. Oh, mate, that's a really good skill. How do you make the spear in the first place? How are you going to make a rod and the line and where you get, like, oh, yeah, good point. So you don't have those skills. Well, I do, but I need somebody to do this for me first. Do you see what I mean? You know, you got a guy who's traveling the world, flying around the world on a private jet. If something went wrong, could he parachute? Could he land that jet? Now, I know these are stupid skills. Does he know how the plane even works? And I know he doesn't need to. He can function fine without all of that. But I just think that is such a sad existence to have all this stuff that we use to do everything that we do and just have zero knowledge of how it even works. I saw a quote a long time ago in a book which said it's just a handful of men every single century that drive human society forward. And I truly believe if you took those handful of men every single century or so out of the equation, we'd probably still be in caves. And that's sad. It's worrying as well. And I just think a lot of guys are kind of walking blindly into this situation moving forward into the next few decades where they're kind of successfully unskilled morons. We've never had that before. We've never had a society where somebody like Cardi B or Kylie Jenner can become stupidly rich. You know, the Catch Me Outside girl. She's rich as fuck because of OnlyFans and whatever else she does. Because she's got millions, and it's like she can succeed. She can be in the top 1% regardless of her lack of skills or intelligence or whatever. We've almost created a world where you can be stupid, you can be skillless, you can have absolutely zero knowledge of finances and be a multimillionaire. It's never happened before. Which, you know, somewhat, I'm cancelling out my own point now. I'm basically telling you can do it without all that, so what's the point? But the point comes when something goes wrong. Let's say the Catch Me Outside girl, let's say, oh, it turns out somebody was actually stealing her money, her accountant was fucking her over. Somebody who was switched on in finances would have figured that out. You know, it's like Mike Tyson made all that money, had no idea about finances, went broke. So it's just like as soon as something does go wrong, you look like a helpless animal. You look like a baby again, because that's what you really are. You know, we're kind of wealthy babies with great technology. I don't like that. I don't like that. I want to redefine the term man and be like, I can handle 95% of shit. I think this is why people like Joe Rogan, because they think to themselves, this guy can handle himself. He can hunt, he can cook, he can survive off the land. He's done a bit of everything. Do you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of respect from men when you see somebody who isn't just like, so I tap this button and the lights come on in the house and it adds an atmosphere. And it's just kind of like, yeah, but You've not installed it. You've not wired it up. You've just bought it. Yeah, it's a bit of a flex, but it's not as much as a flex as like, I'm going to cook everybody some elk. And I actually hunted that elk. Yeah, that's a bit different. Do you know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying you should do this, but I think once a month you should do something from scratch, or you should learn about it. You should read a book, watch a video, do something where you go, do you know what? I use this every single day. How does it fucking work? What happens if it breaks? How do you fix one? Just something. Just to exercise your brain. Otherwise, you're just going to work every day, picking up a wage, coming home, turning on your TV, consuming content on your phone, just ordering food on an app, walking down to the shop or driving to the shop, grabbing your shopping, coming back. Oh, I'm just going to cook this thing. Like, it's monotonous. It's very low. It's actually low skilled. The things that are praised in the modern era, they're not that great. Do you know what I mean? Oh, he's got a really nice car and a nice house and he travels a lot. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot to do. Oh, you've got a job that pays you 80,000 a year. You're going to have a nice car and a nice house and travel a lot. You've only done one thing well. You went to university, you got some good grades and got a good job. Doesn't mean you're accomplished. Like when shit hits the fan, let's say three guys break into the house right now and they want to fuck me up. I'm 99% confident. Three's quite a lot, depends on their size, but I'm 99% confident they're not doing shit. Do you know what I mean? I'm pretty confident the first guy is getting drilled, and then I'm pretty confident the last two are going to take so much damage and have so much of a problem. They're going to be like, fuck this, let's get out of here. And they're going to be the ones to quit first, because my life is tough in multiple areas, because I make it tough purposely, because I stay on my toes. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you can listen to music and think you're a real bad boy, and you drive a car with blacked out windows and it's all black, but it's like, when was the last time you actually, you know, tested yourself? When was the last time you went sparring? When was the last time, you know, oh, if I get angry, it's like, have you tested yourself though in that scenario? You just don't know. And that's the thing about us modern men is we don't actually know anything about ourselves. We think we do, but we don't actually know anything about ourselves. So make sure it's in focus. We have no idea. Somebody said, what would you do if? Some girl asked me the other day, do you think you can land the plane? If you're on a plane, the pilot died, had a heart attack, and they said, we need somebody to land it with instructions. Do you think you could do it? And I was like, yeah, I think I could do that with ease. And she was just like, what the fuck? Like, to have that level of confidence. And I was like, but that's because I do challenge myself and I do push myself and I try and keep myself mentally sharp. So given the instructions, I feel like I could figure it out. Would it be a great landing? No, you know, you're going to be bumping your ass around. But there's something inside of me that thinks I could give that a good go. I could do that. Whereas other people would crumble. They wouldn't know what to do. You know, I can hop in anybody's car and drive it with ease. Like, oh, the buttons are in a different place. Doesn't matter. I'll drive it. I can adapt to any vehicle. I've driven dumper trucks. I've driven JCBs. Do you know what I mean? I've done different machinery. I reckon I could pull this off with all the instructions being given and here's what you need to do and here's, you know, I reckon I could figure that out pretty quickly. How many people can say that? Now, I could be completely wrong, but the fact I have that belief is 99% of the game. Most people would go, not me, I'm not stepping up. And that's worrying. I think that's the mental fat. I think that's what's happened to so many men now. I think we're just mentally fat. We got abs, we got pecs, we got arms, we look great, we can bench press 150 kg. But if one thing goes wrong, we crumble and we turn into a little boy again. We turn into a baby. We're panicking. We're looking, oh, mum, dad, can you help me out? Can you sort me out? What should I do? I don't know. We're like grown babies. Alpha babies. That's what we are. I'm an alpha male. I can pay my bills. Yeah, but your car's broken down in the middle of nowhere. You can't walk anywhere. It's too far. It's -5 degrees tonight. Can you stay warm? Can you make a fire? No. I'll just do loads of press-ups and pull-ups. Do you see what I mean? It's just like, fuck, we don't actually have real skills. We're one technology failure away from destruction. You know, we're one person hacking our bank account and taking our fortune of 400,000 or whatever this guy's got. And he's just like, fuck, I've got nothing left now. What do I do? And you'd see a different guy. He'd just panic. He'd break down. Oh, he's got mental health issues. He's struggling. It's like, because, and we just don't have this mental toughness anymore. And I think that is worrying. I think it's going to lead to a lot of future problems. And I want you guys to stay ahead of the curve, because I think that's going to that's going to cause a lot of shit in the future. I think it will give you a major advantage if you retain some of the old school aspects. Like my dad did, like the way, like any issue we had in the family, we'd be like, Dad, how do you do it? How do you do this? How do you do that? Have you ever done, yeah, I've done this before. I could do that for you, mate. I know somebody that could do that who's got real skills. Like without those older people, I don't know what the fuck we would do. We're going to have like a shortage of skilled people moving forward in the future. Yeah, we're all going to be good at social media. Yeah, we're all going to be good at computers. But what happens when actual real shit that matters starts to break? Like we've already got a scenario now where like I've shat on men enough in this video. I think the balance is okay to do. But so many women now are proud. You know, when you say, what do you bring to the table? I am the table, you know, we've all heard it. And it's like, can you cook? No. Do you clean? No, fuck am I cleaning? I just want to sit on a beach and get taken around the world. Okay. And then couple that with a guy who all he's good at is making money from a job. And you've got a pair of people who are pretty fucking useless outside of plan one. It's like Tyson said, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. That is the problem with modern people, especially modern men. Your plan is fantastic as long as nothing goes wrong. As long as you don't take a metaphorical punch in the face. Something breaks, something goes wrong. Do you know what I mean? As long as that doesn't happen, you're great. I can smell burning. I better go and check. Right, I'll catch you later, guys. I'll give you an update.